A letter was delivered Tuesday to EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren. It was signed by 360 scientists. They expressed appreciation for the EPA completing the watershed assessment and noted concern about the prospect of large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region. One of the signatures on the letter belongs to Sam Snyder. He's a program officer with the Alaska Conservation Foundation.
They agree that the science is clear, that the risks are too high to take, and the science justifies using authority under the Clean Water Act to protect Bristol Bay.
In the letter, the scientists write that the preponderance of the evidence presented in the watershed assessment indicates that large-scale hard rock mining in the Bristol Bay watershed threatens a world-class fishery and a uniquely rich ecosystem. The scientists then call on the Obama administration to act quickly to protect the area. In the letter, it's claimed that the EPA took every precaution to ensure that the assessment represents the most comprehensive available science regarding large-scale mining in salmon watersheds. That sentiment is echoed by Sam Snyder.
And now you have an additional 360-plus scientists nationwide representing some of the best and brightest in their field, applauding EPA for their process, for their findings, and stating quite clearly that the science justifies that regulatory conversation to use the authority under the Clean Water Act to protect Bristol Bay.
The Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was started as the result of a request by several tribes in the Bristol Bay region for the EPA to step in and use its authority under the Clean Water Act to deny the issuance of needed dredge and fill permits for the proposed Pebble Mine. The EPA didn't go that far. Instead, the agency took a look at the issue through the creation of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. Now that the document is finalized, the EPA will begin the process of formally answering the request from the 9 Bristol Bay tribes. Among the tribal entities calling for permanent protections for the region is the Chogyung Tribal Council in Dillingham. Robin Samuelson is a tribal chief and also a director with the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. Samuelson was on hand when the letter signed by the 360 scientists was delivered to the EPA Region 10 Administrator. Samuelson says the tribes are urging the EPA to start the process of using its Clean Water Act authority this year.
The people in Bristol Bay did not have a choice. The state wasn't talking to us. And the tribes had to put their heads together. There was 9 tribes that put their heads together and looked at different options. We wanted the Pebble Project based on science. But without the state, the governor, and these commissioners talking to us, the tribes had nowhere to turn but to the federal government, and we feel that we're getting a fair shake out of the federal government in this process.
The letter from the 360 scientists was hand-delivered to EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren in Anchorage. He was in state making a speech to those gathered for the annual Alaska Forum on the Environment. In that speech, he noted that depending on the size of the Pebble Mine, the agency's estimating that 24 to 94 miles of streams and between 1.3 to 5.3 thousand acres of wetlands will be destroyed. The EPA further claims that because of the water drawdown to keep the mine pit from flooding and to prevent discharges of treated water, it's estimated that stream flows would be altered 9.3 to 33 miles beyond the mine's footprint. In his speech, McLaren stressed that the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment is a scientific report that does not have any regulatory effect. However, he confirms that it will be used as a basis for the EPA's response to the 2010 request from the Bristol Bay Region tribes. He didn't provide a timeline as to when that response will be made, but he said it will come in due course. The Pebble Limited Partnership has long claimed the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment is a flawed document, and they've also questioned the process used by EPA. John Shively's the president of the partnership's board of directors, and he claims there are several things wrong with the way the EPA has handled the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
Now, EPA has consistently said that they started this because of the petition they got from the tribe and others. And yet, we have information through Freedom of Information Act requests that we've made to EPA to show that internally they were discussing this option at least 2 years before they got the petition, and that there was interaction between our opposition and EPA staff prior to that petition being submitted.
So far, the Pebble Limited Partnership has not filed for the necessary state and federal permits that would start the NEPA permitting process. That process will be public and include the creation of what is expected to be a lengthy environmental impact statement. It's unclear when the partnership will file for permits, but in a press release issued Monday, the partnership noted that the goal in the year ahead is to focus on advancing the Pebble Project and to initiate permitting. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.